Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, it's time for Live and Local. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Kind of you to join me this afternoon. And what an afternoon it is. Wind's a little steep and the cold's a little much to hear birds chirping, but you can certainly hear birds chirping tomorrow. Birds of a Feather is having their closing celebration. This is the Bemis Center for Contemporary Arts presentations. Sylvie Fortin, Bemis Center curator in residence, and Sophia Potter, professional cellist, are here with me live to talk about this. Actually, it's the entire community is involved in this. Sylvie, can I start with you? If you kind of give us a 5,000-foot view of this event tomorrow.
So we really wanted to celebrate the closing of our two fabulous exhibitions. So tomorrow's the last day to catch the two shows. And to do so, we thought, let's invite everyone. Because the thing, you know, one of the reasons that these shows came about was this shared love of nature that we, you know, realized when we came to Omaha. And also the love of birds. And so let's try to expand that and welcome the whole community as we close this exhibition. So I started calling people around, and the people are very nice. And one by one, participants agreed to join us and close the exhibition with this great community celebration.
That's fabulous. And before I get to Sophia, I want to ask you another question that just dawned on me here. As this has gone on, have you made tweaks and changes like a play? I used to do plays, and I think of you change it as the run goes on a little bit. Has this evolved as well?
Well, the exhibition itself has not evolved, but my experience of it and the way I talk about it has changed over the past 3 and 4 months. And the thing that's also exciting is that this show will be traveling, and so we're already talking about how we will reconfigure it for future locations. So yeah, it's kind of the jumping, the starting point. And it's already evolved and will continue to do so. So it's super exciting.
That is exciting. That really is. Sophia Potter is a professional cellist, and she's a part of this. Tell us your portion of this show. What do you do to make this come alive?
So Sylvie reached out to me about a month or so ago. Actually, in my capacity as the interim executive director of the Omaha Area Youth Orchestra, is asking if we had any kids that had music that had bird themes or flight themes. And I thought about it, and I said, it's going to be tough for us to get kids in about a month to do that. Mm-hmm. But I'm a professional cellist, and just a few months earlier, I had learned a piece by the wonderful cellist Pablo Casals called "Song of the Birds," that's originally a Catalan lullaby and Christmas carol. And I thought, well, "Song of the Birds," that's a perfect match. So it worked out for me to come in and play it.
Pablo Casals, I don't know if he's still with us, but he's somewhere in his 80s or 90s if he is still with us.
Right? He passed a few decades ago. I believe when he was in his 90s, so fairly old.
Because I heard a fantastic story about him. He was in his 80s, and he was practicing 6-7 hours a day, and somebody asked him, why do you do that? You're a world-renowned cellist. He says, because I'm just starting to get good.
Yes, he was wonderfully humble, and from what I understand in the classical world, quite a character. He's certainly somebody that a lot of cellists look up to and deeply respect.
Sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Sylvie, can you talk about how this is going to touch the community, because this actually moves about a bit tomorrow.
Yes. So we begin tomorrow morning with a very exciting program, Storytime. The public library will be launching the day for us. So we're expecting a lot of small children tomorrow to sit down at Bemis and take part in stories. And throughout the day, we'll be welcoming poets, writers, as well as people who are just reading their favorite passage, some video works, some music, some of which is composed for the occasion, some is not. And we are closing with Matt Mason. So we're starting with
Nebraska's poet.
Yes. So we're starting with small children and closing with the state poet. So I think that's a nice way to kind of, really signal that we are welcoming and encompassing the whole range of the community.
Sure, absolutely. And this can go to either of you, or both of you for that matter. Has your view or feeling towards birds changed?
Oh my God, yes.
And how so?
Well, there, you know, it's. I would say I am in complete awe of birds now, and also understanding how little we know. So the it's kind of the old saying: the more you know, the less you know.
Right.
And just beginning to understand more deeply how sophisticated our fellow birds are.
Sure.
And so looking forward to learning more.
And we don't even have time to touch on the fact that they may be the progeny of dinosaurs, by the
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely.
Right,
yeah.
which is kind of funny as well. Sylvia Fortin is the Bemis Curator in Residence. Sophia Potter is a professional cellist, and she is sharing her talents tomorrow as well. If you're looking for information on this, bemiscenter.org would be the place to go. It's the Birds of a Feather closing celebration tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. We return to NPR programming right about now.